Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. Tuesday night, Michigan basketball, still unbeaten. I'm shocked, I'll be quite honest with you. I'm shocked that they're undefeated. I'm shocked that they're playing as well as they're playing. And I'm really shocked on how bad they're winning the games. I think eventually you have to tell the truth. You know, we had the local radio, and there's a big thing now, Mike Francesco, who called the Juwan Howard hire a terrible hire. His words, not mine, terrible hire. I thought that was quite ridiculous, and they're laying it on him right now. They're giving him quite an earful, or readful, I should say, on the internet. Juwan Howard being hired, it was the furthest thing from a terrible hire as possible. Local radio Sparty fanboys said it was a dud of a hire as well. They just wanted it to be. They don't really know, or they don't want to know. That's what it is. They don't want to know, or they do know, and they just don't want to admit it, that Juwan Howard was a scary good hire for Michigan basketball. You know, with the attention and hype that brings, recruiting in basketball is so much different than football. You know, in basketball, you get a couple really good classes together with two or three players alone, your whole program changes. This isn't football where you got to get 20 to 25 really good players. Alabama gets 25 to 30 ridiculously good players, 10 to 15 five stars. You know, there's a lot of really good players they got to get. Basketball's not like that. If you get one or two five stars, you get a couple really good three-star, four-star players, and you get a couple kids that develop well, you can do great. John Beilein won with a lot of guys that were three-star kids, you know, even guys no one knew about, developed the hell out of them, and then maybe got a couple guys like a Mitch McGarry. You get a Tim Hardaway Jr. who wasn't ranked that high, believe it or not, as far as, like, he wasn't a five-star coming in. Trey Burke was someone that Ohio State didn't want. They had Aaron Kraft. You put together some good chemistry and you develop players, you can be great in basketball. If you get really, really good players every year, like Kentucky, Duke, you got a shot to get to the Final Four every year. Juwan Howard, I had no doubt in my mind that he would recruit better than John Beilein. I mean, the name alone was going to recruit better. What he's been able to do is have a great culture that is Michigan basketball now. And I think we should have seen that coming. We were probably wrong. And I'll even admit I was a little wrong because I just didn't want to buy in just because he played there in his NBA experience. I didn't think that would just buy you wins. This guy can coach. Last year, I'll be perfectly honest, guys, I thought there was games that he was maybe a little inexperienced. You read the stuff being talked about with this program, they knew right away defensively they had to get better, and they're just playing fantastic defense. They pressure the ball. They rebound well. They're a more physical basketball team than they were under John Beilein. That was always kind of my knock on Beilein, is a great shooting team, motion offense, fluent, great screening action, gets their shooters open, moves the ball well, doesn't turn the ball over, great shape. Not a great offensive rebounding team, not a great defensive rebounding team, not always physical. They got better at the end of his tenure defensively, but it wasn't a program based on great defense. This program now is tough, it's physical, plays great defense, and then on offense, they have NBA-type stuff, they space the floor, and they can really, really shoot. This is a very good basketball team, and Juwan Howard has become a very, very good coach right in front of our eyes. I think it would not be fair to not mention the staff. You know, Howard Eisley, a guy from Michigan, NBA player, probably has some love for this university already. Saadi Washington from Michigan, played at Western Michigan, very good player, been around the program forever. Then you add a Phil Martelli who has 30 years of coaching experience. Those are the things when he hired that staff, I felt this could be a good program because of just that. I just didn't know about him. This guy can coach. This staff can coach. And a lot of these local people and national, Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard, an apology. I mean, I already did mine. You know, I just didn't know what it would look like. I never thought it was a bad hire, though. You got to understand basketball to understand this hire. This is a guy who had been in the NBA for 19 years. He's been a part of a program like the Miami Heat that's won championships. He's learned from Pat Riley. He's learned from a very good coach in Eric Spoelstra, who's proved last year that he can win without, you know, a dynasty-type team like he did with LeBron and Wade and Bosh and Ray Allen. This guy's learned a whole lot in his time, obviously. He's got great basketball experience. What he's lacking in coaching experience, he makes up for with great basketball experience. Anybody like myself who's played, friends of mine that have really played at a high level, understand that part. You're going to know what the hell to do if you've been a part of the game as long as Juwan Howard has. This team does all the little things right too, and that's what makes them great. You know, they're going to dive on the floor for a loose ball. They're going to play physical. They have great energy. We have no fans. That bench has been superb. And I think you have to give a lot of credit to Juwan Howard. Let's not forget the players are playing outstanding, and they have a very veteran-led group. Eli Brooks has been around for 4 years. Mike Smith is a grad transfer who was big time at Columbia. Shondre Brown was a starter at Wake Forest. Isaiah Livers has been a starter for a while, a senior. A guy like Austin Davis, who's back now from injury, he's been around for 5 years. You couple that with great talent like Franz Wagner, who is turning out to be an NBA prospect at a high level. And then you have a 7-1 freshman like Hunter Dickinson. You got a really darn good basketball team. This team is going to be tough to beat if they continue to play this way. And I just think it's, we get this all the time. You know, Tyler Hayward and I, we do the Michigan State, you know, Michigan show, Trouble with the Snap. And, you know, our whole mentality has been, let's try not to be as biased as everybody else. Let's try to put our fandom aside. You know, I go for Michigan, he goes for State, but I have a huge respect for just this state. I want all the teams in this state to do well. I would want Michigan State to win the Big Ten in football every year as long as Ohio State doesn't. That's all that matters to me. I'm cool with Michigan State being good in basketball and football. Let's just hope that Ohio doesn't win. There's my fandom is. But we got to be honest. You got to be honest. You got to hit it right on the head. You got to hit the nail on the head. This basketball program in Michigan is something to worry about if you're the opposition. And they've done it the right way. Number one recruiting class for next year. They'll get younger. They may struggle. I don't even know what's going to happen the rest of this year. The Big Ten is loaded. They might have a stretch where they lose a few games in a row. It's just that darn good of a conference. But coming in, if you would have told me they're going to go 11-0, start season 6-0 in the conference, blow out Wisconsin, blow out Minnesota, blow out Northwestern, even beat Maryland on the road, I would have said, I'm not sure about that. Maybe they split that. I did not have these expectations for this basketball program. And I think that Juwan Howard certainly deserves an apology from a lot of us. This team is good. This team is really good. They move the ball. They look to get great shots, not just good ones. They have a big post presence in Hunter Dickinson. They just have all the pieces you got to have to win. And by the way, they don't have great depth. That was always my big thing coming in. I told Tyler this. I thought the problem with this team would be depth. They played 7 or 8 guys all year. Sometimes they roll with just 6. Brown off the bench. Sometimes they'll bring Johns in, you know, to get your 7th man rotation. Terrence Williams has had some moments where he's played a little more. Now Austin Davis back. Yeah, you might have a solid 7-man rotation, 8-man rotation. But that's it. They've never had more than 8 guys. Incredible what they're doing with just the core group. And if I had to give you my future prediction now, from what I see with Juwan Howard and this team and what I know about basketball, with the veteran leadership they have, and with the type of players they have that are younger like Wagner and Dickinson, this is by far a Final Four team if they continue to play this way. If they play the way they are now, that is a Final Four basketball team. They will beat anybody besides Gonzaga and Baylor, in my opinion. Those are the two teams that are just too talented for me. With Gonzaga being talented, skilled, smart, and just a scoring machine, I think that's the best team in the nation. I can't see anybody beating them. But this is a top 5 team in the nation right now. You got a long ways to go. I'm not going to get carried away and say, oh, I can see them winning a national championship. And it's for sure a Final Four team. No, if they play this way, they'll be in the Final Four. We know most of the time in basketball, it's definitely not how you start a season. It's how you finish one. By the way, last year, Juwan Howard started off fantastic. They won their holiday tournament. What were they, 6-0, 7-0 to start the year? Went on the road to Louisville and got beat. That could happen. They got a really tough game at Minnesota. Minnesota's very talented. It's going to be hard to win games in this conference on the road, no matter if there's fans or not. But if that team continues to play this way, hard-nosed defense, rebounding the ball, a post presence and perimeter presence, that's a Final Four basketball team. That's what you got to have to win. Forget about the block and on the jersey, the maize and blue colors. I don't care who that team is. If they play the way they are playing right now, anybody, that's Final Four basketball. And they have the leadership you got to have. But the leadership starts with the coaching staff. They have found a way to push this thing forward. And it's a lot of fun to watch. It definitely is. So short piece, we'll get back on it with Trouble with Snap, me and Tyler. I know the Spartans are not happy about this. But look, the bottom line is, I didn't see it coming. I don't think a lot of people did. But if you're a Michigan basketball fan, you got a lot of things to be excited about. This team is really good. And this program is moving in the right direction rapidly in year two of Juwan Howard's tenure. So we'll look forward to talking more Michigan basketball. It's just a really good team. They look great. They punished Wisconsin. That was not a 23-point win. That was a 30-plus win for them until they put bench guys in. They went on a 43-6 run, which is incredible. Haven't seen anything like that in a long, long time. I don't think I've ever seen that happen to a good team. Wisconsin's a very good basketball team. That's a team that is a problem. Tons of leadership on that team as well. So stay tuned, Michigan basketball fans. This team is for real. We'll get on Troubled Snap with this. I'll probably talk more in the lab. We'll get some people on the show. Thanks again for tuning in, Labcast.